it's so hard to explain. I was so filled with joy, and it was just such a blessing. I dropped on my knees, and I had to give thanks to the Lord. I'm just so happy, so happy that my name got called, especially by a great organization like this.
Air It Out is sponsored by Hum by Verizon. Get answers before you have questions with vehicle diagnostics and more. Hum by Verizon is the technology that connects you to your car. Learn more at hum.com.
Air It Out on the Fan.
We are joined now by Tony Haynes, sideline reporter for North Carolina State Football. Going to talk about who you just heard from there in that drop. Josh Jones, the new safety of the Green Bay Packers, number 61 overall pick in the draft. Tony, how are you this morning?
Doing great. How are you guys?
We are doing great.
Doing good.
We're wondering, what are the Packers getting in Josh Jones?
Well, I think that Josh Jones is still got a high ceiling as a football player. You know, he finished up his junior year at NC State, and in each and every season, he got progressively better. You know, he started playing a little bit more in his freshman season. Last three or four games, he was on the field a lot. In fact, he made a big interception late in his freshman season, helped NC State win a game up at Syracuse. Then as a junior, he was a little bit better, as a sophomore, a little bit better. This year, I don't think anybody thought coming into his junior season, he was a guy that was looked at as a potential draft pick in the NFL. And that shows you how far he came as a junior, because by the end of his junior year, all of a sudden, he was on the NFL radar just due to the improvement that he had made. So he's gotten progressively better, but I still think Josh Jones' best football is in front of him.
What I've seen on tape of him, Tony, he looks to be really quick to the football, and he's able to kind of really weave through traffic, brush off blocks at the second level, and get to the ball. Is that pretty accurate?
I think I'd use three words to describe Josh. He's fast, he's physical, and he's fearless.
Mm-hmm.
And extremely physical, and he's a guy that embraces that part of football. And let's face it, if you're going to have safeties in the NFL, they can't shy away from contact. And certainly Josh Jones does not shy away from contact. He can be very effective as an eighth man in the box, and he finds a way to get off of blockers, and he's an excellent tackler. And then and the other part of it, and he's got all the measurables, you know, the physical part of it, and then the speed. I know that his times were exceptional when he was running for the scouts and at the combine and those sorts of things. And so, you know, physically he's got everything you need to be an excellent safety in the NFL. And again, he's still learning the game. And I think the big thing will be for him to become more consistent with his assignments. Like a lot of very aggressive players, there have been a few occasions last year where he would bite on a play fake and then he'd vacate his area of the field in the zone coverage and give up a play. But that's something that's certainly going to be correctable. And one thing about Josh, he's going to trust his coaches and he'll listen to what they have to say.
8 interceptions in his collegiate career. That's not too shabby for a safety. Does he have a nose for the football?
Yeah, he has a nose for the football. He's just got to make sure he's in the right place at the right time. He's certainly got the speed to play man coverage if need be, and he understands the zone concepts. A lot of times with defensive backs, too, what separates, you know, those guys that have interception numbers and those who don't is just the ability to catch the football. I mean, it sounds elementary, but there are a lot of defensive backs who cover well, but they don't have the best hands.
Mm-hmm.
One thing Josh will do, he'll catch the ball. If he has an opportunity to get his hands on the ball, he'll grab it.
Tony Haynes, sideline reporter for North Carolina State Football. Now, we heard that drop on coming in, and when he was on the conference call, it sounds like a really, you know, excitable guy, almost talks as fast as he plays, I guess you could say. Is that, from you're close to the program, from your interactions with him maybe, is that kind of the kind of guy that he is?
Yeah, he loves the game of football. He's very passionate. It matters to him. And thus, being the best he can be matters to him. And so, yeah, he's a guy that's going to bring a lot of enthusiasm to the football field every day, whether it's in practice or it's on Sundays when you're getting ready to play a football game. So, you know, he's got the whole package, as I said, in terms of the ability to be fast and physical, but he also has a true love for the game. And I think that's something that will stand out. And when you guys talk to him in interview sessions and things like that, he's pretty good. He's a good guy to talk to, and you guys will enjoy that part of it.
Well, he brings something to the Packers' defense that I think they've been desperate for, and you've already touched on this a little bit about his eagerness to hit guys and being a good tackle. We were taking a look at his combine profile, and an ASC defensive backs coach said that this guy would just as soon hit you as look at you on the football field. And I know you touched on that already, but that's something that the Green Bay Packers, in my opinion, have quite honestly been missing for some time.
Yeah, and not only that, he can get from point A to point B pretty quickly. But as he evolved this past year in his junior season at NC State, they started putting him up in the box more and more because they realized just how physical a defender he could be. It was almost like having an extra linebacker up at the line of scrimmage with his ability to negotiate blocks and make sure tackles up around the line of scrimmage. They used him some in blitz situations, and why not? Because he's so fast. I mean, he's a guy that if he comes clean off the edge on a blitz, he can get to the quarterback in a hurry. So, I'll be interested to see how the Packers choose to use him. And the other thing for Josh, we must keep this in mind too, more than likely as he comes up there with you guys as a rookie, he's going to have to make an impact on special teams.
Right.
And he's very good in that area, too. He played special teams at NC State. He was great in kick coverage and punt coverage and those sorts of things. And, again, he's not a guy that's going to, if he's asked to play a lot of special teams, he's not going to complain about it. Anything he can do to get on the football field to help your team, he's perfectly willing to do it.
Tony, we've been talking about the kind of the shift in how the NFL's defenses are starting to look and shifting from, you know, big to more fast guys. And I think this is a perfect example. Josh Jones coming in, like you say, can maybe sneak up closer to the line of scrimmage, but can also get back in coverage and will hit somebody. You seen that kind of that trend? Is that taking over college football too?
Well, I mean, you look in college football and the NFL, the guys that coaches really want to have as many as they can get, but there are not a lot of them out there. Is the what I mentioned, the combination of being very fast, which Josh is, but also physical. And sometimes that's, you don't see that makeup in a football player. There are some guys who are very fast, like a Deion Sanders type of guy, really fast, but right, not the most physical player in the world. Now, granted, he's a corner. He plays a different position, and his responsibilities are different.
Mm-hmm.
But that combination, to have that type of speed, but also the ability to play physical football and tackle very well, you know, those guys are few and far between, and that's the reason Josh Jones put himself in a position to be drafted by the Green Bay Packers. I don't know that, as I say, if we had had this conversation last year, we're sitting here in May of 2016, well, first, we wouldn't be having the conversation because Josh was not on the NFL radar at this time last year. I don't think anybody around here thought he would be a three-and-done guy. But it just shows you what kind of mark he's made as a football player over the last 12 months to put himself in this position.
Fast, physical, and fearless, three words that Tony Haynes used to describe Josh Jones, and three words that you probably wouldn't use to describe the Packers defense over the past several years. So we'll see if that changes. Tony Haynes, sideline reporter, North Carolina State football. Appreciate you taking the time this morning, Tony, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, guys, have a great summer.
Thank you, Tony. You too. Appreciate it. I like that. Fast, furious, and fearless.
Physical and fearless. We probably won't talk soon, also, by the way. But we do appreciate Tony Haynes' time.
Well, you can call him anytime.
Yeah. You could if you wanted to.
Tony, maybe, so here's what I saw at practice.
Maybe the Pack will pick up another Wolfpack player next year.
Maybe. Josh Jones looking up to Ha Ha Clinton Dix, even watching film of him while in college.
It's crazy. You know, I've been watching Ha Ha, you know, a lot. And I watched his highlights a lot before I played this past fall. And he gave me, you know, a lot of motivation just the way he plays. And I respect his game a whole lot. You know, him being a Pro Bowl safety, you know, just him playing so great. And I'm so excited that you know, I can get the opportunity to play with a guy like that and be in the position room with a guy like that.
If he plays as fast as he talks, that's a good sign for the Packers. And speaking of highlights, maybe the highlight of the Packers' 2017 draft class, the one-handed interception by Washington corner Kevin King. And you know who was on the call of that was Bob Rondeau. He's been the voice of the Washington Huskies for 37 years. He'll retire after this season. And Bob had a front, up close, and personal look at Kevin King while at the University of Washington. And Bob will join us next here on Air It Out.